So we're going to see if we can experience the breathing in an even fuller way than picking out three or four areas of sensation and seeing how they're connected with each other. And we're going to explore this eye thing a little bit more. So I'm going to invite you to begin this meditation with the eyes open. Just letting your focus rest somewhere in front of you that's quite natural. The back of the neck long and soft. That might actually shift the angle of your head so that your eyes are now pointing somewhere else. Just letting your attention rest lightly on that spot. Actually, before we go into relaxing the eyes further, I suggest that you just see what it's like to really concentrate on that spot in front of you. So, as you're putting lots of attention on this spot in front of you, just notice, for example, how you're breathing right now. Where are you breathing? What's the depth of your breathing? What's the pace of your breathing? Just make a mental note of that, a kind of calibration. What does your body feel like? Does it feel relaxed or tense? Okay. So just let go of any effort you've been making. Again, just letting the eyes rest lightly on that spot in front of you. And just notice how you can be aware in a very relaxed way of the whole of your visual field. So you're not moving the eyes around and you're not striving. It's just there. You're not trying to focus on anything in particular. You're not trying to see anything in detail. There's just this sense of spacious awareness from this lightly held focal point right out to the corners of your eyes, from top to bottom. And you can even kind of see behind you. Not that you really can see what's behind you, but you can be aware of the space and the sound. So that there's a almost like a kind of 360 degree field of attention. And notice now, just making a little comparison with that earlier calibration, how is your breathing? Where is it taking place? How deep? What's the pace? And how does the body feel? And even with the eyes open, can you start to become more aware of the breathing? Not even assuming that you know exactly what the breathing is. It's more like you're discovering the breathing. And to help you with that process of discovery, you can let the eyes closed if they haven't closed already. And I'm just going to make a few suggestions and then let you get on with the practice. So first of all, just being curious about what the breathing is. What's just outside? Whatever it is you're paying attention to right now. So this can become a process, noticing, beginning to be curious about what's just outside, what you've been noticing, and including that in your attention. And just a few specific pointers. So the breathing is happening on the front of the body, but also the back and the sides. So we tend to focus more on the front. So let's notice those other things too. And the very last suggestion. There are some sensations taking place deep inside the body. in the airways, in the head, the throat, the chest. And the movements of the abdomen and the build and release of pressure in the belly. So there are those deep sensations, and then there are sensations in the musculature, in the rib cage, in what's supporting and containing the body. And then there are sensations on the skin, which we often ignore. So just seeing if you can be aware of front, back, sides, the core of the body, the shell, the skin. Eyes soft. Seeing if we can be aware of enough experience. That our attention is mildly stretched and the mind quiets. Eyes soft. Inner field of attention open. Just resting with the sensations of the body. So it's possible to regard thinking as a friend. If the eyes become narrow, if our inner field of attention becomes narrow and we start to fixate on thoughts, you can see those thoughts as a reminder that they've arisen to remind you to come back. So you can say thank you to them. Give them a little inward bow. And then just relaxing back into the practice again. Just see if you can notice how it's all essentially one process, the breathing. So I used to talk about bringing a meditation practice to a close. But these days, I think more in terms of bringing the meditation practice out into the world, into the rest of our lives, or just into the next activity. So when I ring the bell in a minute, I just invite you not to drop the practice, but to continue it in a different way.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.